We will start things off as we do each and every week here with our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And the PGA Tour is in Washington, D.C. this weekend. Actually, Bethesda, Maryland, just outside of D.C. for the AT&T National, hosted by Tiger Woods, playing on the 7,255-yard par 70 Congressional Country Club track. And after three rounds of play, two-way tie for the top spot, including the host. Tiger Woods and Anthony Kim are both at 10 under par after three rounds of play. Tiger put up a 64 on Thursday. That was bettered by two strokes as Anthony Kim put up a first round 8 under par 62, a new course record and tournament record 62 by Anthony Kim. He was the first round leader. Then Tiger came back with the 66 on Friday. And after 36 holes, Tiger was at 10 under par. And that was a new 36-hole record, not just for the tournament, but for Congressional Country Club. Any professional event ever held at Congressional, 10 under par was the lowest score after 36 holes. That includes a couple of U.S. Opens and a PGA Championship. Tiger was even par 70 yesterday on his third round. Anthony Kim went 2 under par 68 yesterday, and then both men are now tied going into today's final round at 10 under par. That is your final pairing today, A. Kim and Tiger Woods. How about that one? That's going to be a fun final pairing to watch. Two-way tie for third. Michael Allen and Cameron Beckman are both at 9 under par. Then you've got Jim Furyk and Rod Pampling. Pampling was tied paired with Tiger yesterday in the final pairing. Pampling and Furyk are both at 8 under par, two shots back. Lucas Glover is at minus 7, the reigning U.S. Open champion, playing awfully well, and he will play every single tournament between the U.S. Open and the British Open. He will not take 1 week off. He was in action last week in Connecticut and got himself a top 10 last week, and now he is again poised for another top 10 finish. Just 2 weeks after winning the U.S. Open at Bethpage Black, Lucas Glover at 7 under par, just three shots back after every single round this week in the 60s. 69 on Thursday, 66 on Friday, and a 2 under par round of 68. Yesterday, there are a bunch of guys at 6 under par, 4 shots back of Kim and Woods, including Ryuji Yamada, Ryan Moore, and Bryce Mulder. Boo Weekly, George McNeil, and Stuart Appleby are all at minus 5, 5 shots back. And then the 4 under par players include Hunter Mahan, Brant Snedeker, Palm Beach Gardens resident Steve Marino, Davis Love III, and Daniel Chopra. So after three rounds of play, two-way tie for the top spot, Anthony Kim and Tiger Woods are both at 10 under par. And this, of course, is the third year of the AT&T National, third year of its existence, this new tournament, July 4th weekend, the AT&T National at Congressional, hosted by Tiger Woods. Of course, as you know, Tiger, the military is near and dear to his heart. His father, Earl, was a Green Beret in the Army and fought in Vietnam. So Tiger does everything he can to give back to the armed forces this week. And he's got a bunch of military men and women on the course during the week, free admission to all military. And also the military men and women take part in announcing players at holes, as well as standard bearers and things like that. So it's a really fun weekend. It's a great weekend. Obviously, it's fitting timing-wise, being the July 4th weekend, the nation's birthday, Independence Day weekend, that it is so patriotic. But Tiger said going into this week that he wanted to be a greedy host, meaning he wanted to win his own tournament. And, you know, Tiger was a good bet going into this week, considering that it's now year number 3 of his tournament, and he hasn't won it yet in the first 2 years. Now, last year, there's an asterisk next to his name because he didn't even play in it. He had the knee surgery after his victory at Torrey Pines in the U.S. Open, so he wasn't even in action last year in year number 2, but hasn't won in the first 2 years of the tournament. You know for sure that he wants to get a victory under his belt in his own tournament sooner rather than later. So a good bet this week going in was Tiger Woods, and obviously he's even a better bet now through three rounds of play, through 54 holes. Only three times in his career in 50 chances, Tiger is 47-3 in his career on the PGA Tour and converting 54-hole leads into wins. So he's even a better choice now after 54 holes. So that's your look at the AT&T National. LPGA Tour also in action this weekend, a week before a major. Next week, of course, the U.S. Women's Open at Saucon Valley in Pennsylvania. So this is a tune-up week for most of the players getting ready for another major on the LPGA Tour. It's the Jamie Farr Owens Corning Classic, played on the 6,428-yard par 71 Highland Meadows Golf Club track in Sylvania, Ohio. And after three rounds of play, Yunjing Yi is your leader at 18 under par 195. She's put together rounds of 68, 66, and a 10 under par round of 61 yesterday. A new tournament record, 10 under par round of 61, which has her at 18 under par after three rounds of play, four shots ahead of two women tied for second, Songhee Kim and Boca Raton resident Morgan Pressel. Pressel and Kim are both at 14 under par 199, four shots back of Yi's lead. You've got seven women tied for fourth at 12 under par, six shots back, including Yanni Tseng, Suzanne Pedersen, and Ji-Yi Shin. So after three rounds of play at the Jamie Farr Owens Corning Classic, Yi is leading at 18 under par after a stellar tournament record 10 under par round of 61 on her third round yesterday. Final year of this event, unfortunately. As we know, the LPGA Tour is struggling, and the Jamie Farr Owens Corning Classic. There are still some grumblings that they might get a new sponsor for 2010, but as of right now, the current sponsor, Owens Corning, has not re-signed, and there's a good chance that this tournament is not back on the schedule next year, and that would make about five or six or seven tournaments that have now left the schedule over the last year on the LPGA Tour, and we'll talk more about that in the 9 o'clock hour during Inside the Ropes with my co-host, Pat Rooney Jr. So there it is, your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom.